The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome in, everyone, to a Bastards series prediction show. The Red Sox just finished a four-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays, losing 3 out of 4. They now head to the Windy City in Chicago to take on the White Sox. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Nick Diamond and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's dive right in. Game one, Friday night at 7:40, Sean Newcomb against Davis Martin. Nick, who do you like in game one?
You know, I'm not super high on Sean Newcomb, but he did his job last time out, and I think this team, the White Sox, are struggling enough that Newcomb's going to go out there and shut him down. So I think the Red Sox will win game one. Hopefully the bats kind of snap out of it, because you got to score some runs. I don't think you'll need a ton against this White Sox team, but you got to score a couple. If you score three, I think you win this game. So I think I'm going to take the Red Sox in game one. I do think Newcomb will be fine against just a very bad team.
Terry, who do you got?
First of all, how much do you think Newcomb weighs? Any guesses? His weight?
186.
I'm going to say 200 even.
255, according to the MLB site. He's 6'5". So maybe it makes sense. But when I saw that, I'm like, whoa, that's up there. All right. So basically I'm intrigued. Like, I really want Newcomb to work out. I really want him. I mean, when Bayo and Giolito come back, they're probably going to get their spots, but I just want Newcomb to be really good to make things hell, here. And better than I expected in the last start. He gave up one run, struck out 5 or 6. He did walk some, but we'll see. I think he's going to be good enough to keep us in the game. And Davis Martin, just as Jason would say, blows. Got tagged for 9 hits against that Detroit team, and Detroit has an okay offense, but it's not a robust offense. He 7 earned runs, only struck out 2. Also struck out just 2 against the Anaheim Angels. This should be a guy that the Red Sox tee off on. This should be a get right game before that ugly 3-game losing streak against Toronto. We had won 5 straight. So this would be a good opportunity to start stringing together some games. So I've got the Red Sox winning this one in a very high scoring game. Even if Newcomb gets tagged for 4 or 5 runs, we should still be fine. We're going to put up runs. I don't know much about that Chicago pen, but I can't imagine, it's that stellar. So I got the Red Sox putting up a ton in game one.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I got the Red Sox in game one. Davis Martin doesn't look like anything special. Another 28-year-old kind of journeyman pitcher who really is only in the starting rotation because it's the White Sox. So I think Newcomb will be fine. That lineup is horrendous. Their leading hitter right now is Andrew Benintendi. So that should tell you all you need to know. Luis Robert is off to a horrible start. They got Travis Jankowski playing every day. They got some plucky veterans, Michael Taylor, Mike Tauchman, who, you know, can give you good veteran at-bats. But apart from that, the lineup is really garbage over there. So Newcomb shouldn't have much trouble as long as he can limit them to 1 or 2 runs. Red Sox will tee off on this White Sox pitching staff. So I'll take Boston in game one as well. Game two is Saturday afternoon at 4:10. We have Richard Fitz going against our old friend Martin Perez. Nick, who do you like in game two?
I got the White Sox. This reminds me of that Easton Lucas game all over again, where he came in and shoved it against us. I know Martin Perez is coming off, I think, like 6 no-hit innings last time out, and they ended up losing the game. They pulled him for some reason. A guy who's been in the league forever, why are you pulling him? I'm going to team that lost 120 games last year. I just thought it was a weird move that they did that. But, yeah, I think he's going to come out here. He's going to beat the Red Sox. I think he'll probably go, like, 6 innings, 1 run, and the Red Sox lose, like, 3-1. I just think he's going to go out there and perform against us. He reminds me just like that Easton Lucas. He doesn't throw hard. He's got the little sinker changeup tunneling action. And I just think he'll – this is probably a game that Romy Gonzalez will start for no reason and we'll lose. So I got the White Sox in game 2.
Terry, who do you got?
Perez has pitched well his first 2 starts. So only giving up 1 earned run. That was against Detroit. So I don't really know what to expect. He has a career 4.60 earned run average against the Red Sox. So not great historically. That covers over a decade. His numbers at guaranteed rate field also not super great. He's got a 4.91 ERA. So despite those good couple of starts, I don't know if this Red Sox team can you know, kind of knock him off that pedestal there. But he is a lefty. Probably going to have Ref Snyder in there. Maybe Romy, just to make Nick happy. But we'll see. I still have to pick the Red Sox here. You know, he's going to go 5 or 6. The bullpen has to come in. They'd have to lock it down. I can't imagine, you know, between Perez and the pen keeping us at bay. And this is a good opportunity for Richard Fitz to have a statement start. He hasn't really done that yet. He's another guy. I like him. I like his demeanor. I like his vibe. He doesn't get rattled. You know, he gets out of jams. So this is a, like I said, a good opportunity for him to maybe set a career high in strikeouts. I'm not sure what that would be. Probably 7 or 8 strikeouts would be his best start yet. I'd love to see it in the middle game, but I do have the Red Sox winning it.
This game has Alex Cora special written all over it, so I'm going to take the White Sox. I'm with Nick on this one. I think Cora's going to put out a stupid lineup. Romy's going to be at first. You know, Ref Snyder's going to be in right. Casas and Nabrio will be on the bench. He'll probably put Campbell in center field for no reason whatsoever. You know, whoever's playing catcher will go 0-for-4. So, and I'm not a big Richard Fitz guy yet. He hasn't sold me yet. I feel like this is going to be one of those starts where he labors a little bit, only makes it to like the 5th inning, and Cora's got to dip into his bullpen, and then who knows who's available at that point. But he'll probably bring out the wrong guy anyway, the way he's going. So this game feels to me like the way Cora's been going early on, this is one that he's going to lose for you, even though you shouldn't lose to the White Sox at all. But again, lefty on the mound, just stupid lineup and probably a stupid bullpen decision. I got the White Sox just barely scraping by in that one. So that'll bring us to game 3, the series finale. Sunday at 2:10, Garrett Crochet going up against Shane Smith. Nick, who do you got in the finale?
I'm going to take the Red Sox, but I want to give Shane Smith some credit here. He was the first overall pick in the Rule 5 draft this year from the Brewers. He was nasty. I think he is still nasty. I think he has the potential to go out and shut this team down. His one weakness is he does throw a lot of balls. I think he had 4 walks last outing. I think he went like 5 2/3, 1 run, 4 walks. But I think if you're patient against this guy, you're going to score some runs. But I do think he has nasty stuff. But it's Crochet on the other side, and I think he's going to go and dominate his former team. I don't even think he needs his best stuff to dominate them. So I'm going to take the Red Sox. You only need to score a couple here. You might only need to score 1. But, yeah, I think the Red Sox will take the 1st and the 3rd here.
Terry, who do you got?
I'm going to take the Red Sox. I just hope if this offense can get some momentum going, starting with game 1, hopefully we can just carry it through game 3. I don't know much about Shane Smith, you know, as Nick does. That was actually his first game of the season where he walked four. That was against the Twins. Against Cleveland, he only walked one, only gave up two hits in both games as well. So I hope it's not one of those annoying games where Crochet's just not getting run support. I hope, you know, like I said, the offense continues to roll and we get an easy sweep. We desperately need that to happen. We're at 500. Maybe you come out of the week. Well, you probably don't come out of the weekend with a division lead because I think the Yankees are two behind us in the loss column. But still, let's just handle business and get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Red Sox too. The only thing that concerns me about this game a little bit is that the Red Sox have never seen Shane Smith before. I always worry about them when they go up against a guy they've never seen before. But you've got Crochet going on the other side, and he's used to pitching in this ballpark. This is not, you know, new territory to him. I'm sure he kind of wants to stick it to his former team a little bit. So he's going to go out there with, and you know, in his last start, he probably wasn't thrilled with, and he admitted as much. So he's going to have the ass out there. He's going to be fired up. And against that White Sox lineup, he could rack up 10, 12 Ks easy. Probably doesn't even have to go that deep into the game. If the Red Sox can get to that White Sox bullpen a little bit, you know, score four or five runs, should be an easy win on Sunday. So I got the Red Sox taking 2 out of 3. So should be a get-right weekend. Hopefully they get the sweep. Hopefully Cora doesn't trip over himself on Saturday, but we'll see how it goes. Either way, should be a strong series for the Red Sox in Chicago. So we will wrap on that. We've got an episode of Clown Takes coming your way this weekend, so keep an eye out for that. And then the weekend crew will be back with you guys Monday morning, and they will recap this Chicago White Sox series for you. So everyone have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you later. Take care.